让我们再一次低头祷告。
Let's pray。
我们天上的阿爸父。
Our dear Heavenly Father。
我们感谢你，赞美你。
We praise and thank you。
你赐给我们有宝贵的话语。
You gave us your precious word。
你的话语是生命之道。
Your word is way of life。
求真理的圣灵感动我们的心。
May the spirit of the truth come to us today。
让孩子能够讲得清楚。
Help me to explain clearly。
让弟兄姊妹能够听得明白。
So that brothers and sisters can hear clearly。
亦都俾我哋生命上面有能力。
So that we have the strength of life。
去行出嚟。
To do what's right。
我哋咁祷告，奉主耶稣名祈求。
We pray all this in our Lord Jesus' name。
阿门。昨天是家峰和杏子的婚礼。
Yesterday was the wedding of Cherry and Jerry。
我们都会祝福这对的新人，希望他们在余下的日子能够白头到老。
We all wish them to have a happy life for the rest of their lives。
我们对他们的婚姻有信心。
We are confident in their marriage。
因为他们都在主里面。
Because they are in Christ。
如果我们身边的配偶不是基督徒，那又怎
样？ What happens if our spouse is not a Christian?
当时早期的教会和今天的教会一样。
In the early stage of the church is the same as today.
都面对这个问题。
They all face this challenge.
可能因为姊妹比较容易信主。
Perhaps it's because ladies are more easily inclined to believe in Christ.
所以通常家里面第一个基督徒都是姊妹。
So that in most cases, the first Christian at home is a lady.
面对这个问题的时候，圣经给我们有这个教导。
When we face this problem, there's a teaching from the Bible.
讲到这里的时候，你可能会问。
When I talk about this, you may ask.
我的配偶已经是基督徒了。
My spouse is already a Christian.
或者我仍然是单身。
Or I'm still single.
咁似乎呢个教导同我冇乜关系。
So this teaching is not relevant to me.
我初睇呢段经文嗰阵时候，我都系咁谂。
When I first read this scripture, I thought like that too.
因为头嗰六节都系关于姊妹。
Because the first six verses are all about sisters.
咁即系同我无关咧。
So that it doesn't concern me.
但是当我看下去的时候
But when I read further,
这段经文是关于我们怎样去家人作见证。
This passage is actually talking about how to be witness to our family members.
在这个教导里面背后的真理就跟我们有关。
So that the teaching behind it is relevant to all of us.
尤其是到第七节。
Especially in verse 7.
在英文的翻译是 in the same way.
In the English translation, it's in the same way.
咁即系话同弟兄都有关啦。
So that it also concerns brothers.
所以今日呢段经文应该系每一个人嘅身上。
So that the passage today is for everyone.
都有学习嘅地方。
There is something for us to learn.
让我哋一齐打开圣经彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
呢段经文主要系有三部分。
There are three sections in this passage.
他们提到我们对家人应该要怎么做。
It talks about how we treat our family members.
我们应该有什么态度。
What is our attitude?
当我们面对困难的时候，我们应该要怎么做。
When we face difficulties, what should we do?
在第一节里面，彼得提出了要顺服。
In verse 1, Peter told us to submit.
顺服这件事在新约圣经里面是一个很一致的教导。
In the New Testament, submission is a very consistent teaching.
保罗在以弗所书和在哥罗西书都有同样的教导。
In Ephesians and Colossians, Paul has the same teaching.
但保罗却是在以弗所书里面提出了一个很重要的提醒。
But in Ephesians, Paul has given us a very important reminder.
在以弗所书第五章第二十二至到第二十四节。
In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 24.
这段经文也都在昨天的婚礼里面，主礼 Larry 是带领我们去认识的。
In yesterday's wedding ceremony, Larry brought this out as well.
这段经文这么说。你们作妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior.
教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything.
在神的创造里面，每个人和物都有他自己的角色。
In God's creation, everybody and everything has his own role.
在家里面，丈夫是家里面的头。
In families, the husband is the head of the family.
一个头的作用就是去协调身体每一个部分。
The function of the head is to coordinate every part of the body.
以至于我们的身体可以很和谐这样 去操作。
So that all parts of the body can work together.
也都照顾身体每一个部分。
And also to look after every part of the body.
以至于它可以健康的成长。
So that it can grow healthily.
在工作上面，我在医院里见到很多脑筋有问题的。
In my work in the hospital, I have seen a lot of people with problems in the brains.
可能它是中风啊。
Perhaps due to a stroke.
又或者是帕金森病。
Or because of Parkinson's disease.
很多时候它们在行为上面或者言语上面会不能够正常操作。
In a lot of these cases, they cannot function properly in behavior or in the way of the language.
甚至有时候他们伤害了他自己的手脚，他们自己都不知道。
Sometimes even if their arms and legs are hurt, they are not aware of it.
他们外表看来好像很正常。
From the outside, they look normal.
但他们完全不能够正常去操作。
But they can't function normally.
在这里，圣经告诉我们。
Here in the Bible, it tells us.
作为家里面的头。
As the head of the family.
应该好似基督咁样。
He should be like Christ.
带领教会。
Like Christ leading the church.
所以神冇俾到弟兄系控制妻子嘅一个权力。
But God did not give the power for the husband to control the wives.
相反，做丈夫嘅。
But on the contrary.
应该为家人去作出服侍同埋牺牲。
The husband should give himself up to sacrifice himself and serve the family.
好啦，我哋知道顺服系咩意思。
Now we know what is the meaning of submission.
咁实践上边有啲咩技巧咧
？But in reality, how do we live it out?
好，使徒彼得喺呢度提出咗一样好紧要嘅嘢。
Peter give us very important tips in here.
在第一節裏面提到品行。
In verse 1, he talks about behavior.
之前他提到不聽道。
Before that, he also talks about not believing the word.
在英文的翻譯裏面是指 non-verbal 的 behavior.
In the English translation, he talks about non-verbal behavior.
即是說我們是要靠行為，不是靠口說。
That means it's by deeds, not by words.
如果只是靠做不靠講的話
If we only live it out by doing but not by talking
這個不是這個世界所倡議
This is not something advocated by the world
很多時候我們會覺得講得好的話而口齒伶俐的話
Very often we feel that if someone is eloquent
我們可以不碰都講到碰
We can persuade people to do whatever we want
但这个不是圣经所教导。
But this is not what the Bible teaches.
为什么呢
Why?
因为家人是很特别的。
Because there's something very special about family members.
我们的家人的眼睛很锋利。
The eyes of our family members are very sharp.
他们都没那么容易被你骗到。
They cannot be easily deceived.
为什么呢
Why?
因为他跟你一起住的。
Because they live with you.
他看到你生活上每一个的行为。
He can observe everything that you do.
你每一个的反应。
Your reactions.
他们都一清二楚。
They are very clear about it.
最近我的小孩子。
Recently, my children.
跟我讲回去留意到我一路以来所做的事。
They told me what they observed about me.
个详细的情形。
The details.
简直令我胆战心惊。
Made me very shocked.
在这里我们会看到一件事。
Now we can see that.
如果我们要好好地去做一个行为的表现。
If we can live out by behavior.
我们可能还需要一些东西。
We may need something else.
所以使徒彼得提出了两样的质素。
Therefore, Peter told us there are two qualities.
在第二节
In verse 2,
他这么说
He says,
这正是因为看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。
When they see the purity and reverence of your lives,
他这里提到两样东
西。He talks about two things,
是贞洁的
purity,
和敬畏的心
and reverence.
第一樣嘢係貞潔。
The first thing is purity.
咁究竟 purity 係咩意思
？And what does purity mean？
喺啊哥林多後書第六章裏邊。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6，
保羅提到佢對教會嘅愛。
Paul talks about the love of his church。
係廉潔嘅，係 pure 嘅。
The love is pure。
咁即係話佢係背後冇一個唔好嘅動機。
That means there's no bad motivation behind it。
佢純粹係為到他人嘅好處。
It's purely for the good of other people。
佢更加喺第十一章。
Also in chapter 11。
佢咁講。
He says，
我為你們起的憤恨。
I am jealous for you。
原來神那樣的憤恨。
With a godly jealousy。
因為我曾把你們許配一個丈夫。
I promised you to one husband。
要把你們如同貞潔的童女。
To Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to Him。
獻給基督。
To Christ。
我只怕你們的心或偏於邪。
But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived。
失去那向基督所存純一清潔的心，就像蛇用詭詐誘惑了夏娃一樣。
But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
在這裡保羅告訴我們聽。
Paul tells us here.
一個 pure 的 heart.
A pure heart.
意思就是說我們沒有任何的雜念。
That means there's no other motive behind.
我哋純粹係為到他人嘅好處。
Purely for the benefit of other people.
如果你屋企裏邊有細路仔
，If you have children at home，
可能你都會留意到。
Or perhaps you have noticed.
佢哋平時都好曳嘅。
Most of the time they are naughty.
突然間乖起上嚟嘅時候咧
，But suddenly they are very good.
梗係有要求啦。
There must be something that they want from you.
但係一個持久亦因著愛嘅行為。
But a consistent behavior,
卻係會係一個好好嘅見證。
If it's based on love, it's a good testimony.
兩年之前，我哋去到勒斯呢個地方。
Two years ago, I went to Brazil.
我哋逐家嘅去傳福音。
We knocked on the door of the families to spread the gospel to them.
未必每一個家人都會接受主。
Not all the family members received Jesus.
但係有位丈夫咁樣同我哋講。
But a husband told us.
我哋雖然唔相信你所講嘅嘢
，although I do not believe what you said，
但我哋睇得出
，but I can see，
你哋係一班好嘅人
，you are a group of good people。
意思即係話
，what he meant is，
佢哋係睇得出我哋冇一個唔好嘅動機
，they could see that we didn't have a bad motive。
喺第二方面，彼得提到
，in the second aspect，
我哋要有敬畏嘅心
，we have to have a reverent heart。
意思即係話我哋對神嘅愛係真實嘅。
It means our love to God is genuine.
我哋對佢話語係認真的。
We are serious about His word.
當人睇到我哋嘅生活行為表現嘅時候
，When people see what we do，
佢哋應該知道我哋相信神。
They should know that we believe in God.
喺第二節裏邊講到看見。
In verse 2 it talks about seeing.
看見乜嘢
？What do they see？
看見一個敬畏嘅心。
They can see a heart which is reverent.
咁即係話咧，當我哋願意順服嗰陣時候
，That means when we submit，
我哋其實係順服喺真理上邊。
We submit on the basis of truth。
喺呢度我哋可以睇到
，In here we can see，
我哋能夠順服。
Why we can submit？
我哋願意順服。
Why we are willing to submit？
係因為神喺我哋心裏邊。
It's because God is in our hearts。
我哋先至能夠愛神。
That's why we can love God.
亦都能夠愛人。
We can love other people.
喺以弗所書第五章。
In Ephesians chapter 5.
保羅再提到。
Paul tells us again.
又當存敬畏基督的心，彼此順服。
Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
我哋可以睇到啊，順服係應該喺每個基督徒上邊應有嘅表現。
We can see that submission is a quality that all the Christians should have.
聖經亦都咁話。
The Bible also tells us,
基督既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
这里告诉我们听，信服也是基督的榜样。
It tells us that Jesus gave us an example of submission.
他放弃自己的权力。
He gave up his own rights.
为的是要完成天父上帝给他们的工作。
Only to follow and to finish the mission given to him by God.
完成他应该要做的角色。
To accomplish the role he was given.
咁喺實踐信服上邊，我哋需要啲乜嘢
？When we have to practice in our life, what should we do？
我哋嘅困難喺邊度
？What is our difficulty？
第一就係話我哋係咪真係願意
？The first thing is whether or not we are willing。
我哋係咪願意去放低我哋自己嘅權利
？Are we willing to take down our own rights？
第二係我哋嘅動機。
The second thing is our motive.
我们是不是真的去为他人的好处着想
Do we do it in order to let other people have the benefit?
圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us
爱的表现
The manifestation of love
是愿意放低自己
Is to be able to put down yourself
也是因为敬畏神
Because out of love for God
当我们知道我应该怎样去对待家人的时候
When we know how to treat our family
那我们对家人的态度又应该是怎样
What should our attitude to our family be
圣经在这里告诉我们两件事
The Bible tells us two things
长久忍耐安静的心在神面前极其宝贵
A willingness to be gentle and quiet before God is very precious
那温柔是什么呢
What is gentleness
圣经这么
说 The Bible tells us
回答柔和，使怒消退；言语暴戾，触动怒气。
A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
原来一个温柔的态度可以成为一个使家里边去和谐的。
A gentle attitude can cause harmony in the home.
没有一个敌对的情况。
There is not in a confrontation situation.
面对一啲好艰难嘅情况嘅时候
，When we face difficult situations，
圣经亦都咁样话。
The Bible also tells us，
柔和嘅舌头能折断骨头。
A gentle tongue can break a bone。
原来温柔唔系软弱
，Gentleness is not weak。
相反系一个好坚强嘅行为。
On the contrary， it is a very courageous and strong action。
好多时候我哋会听到弟兄姊妹咁嘅分享。
Sometimes we can hear sharing from our brothers and sisters.
呢未信主嘅家人有好多时候会刁难我哋。
Our unbelieving family members sometimes they want to challenge us.
好多时候用啲好难嘅问题嚟到去挑战我哋。
They use difficult questions to challenge our faith.
当我哋有温柔嘅心、安静嘅心嘅时候。
When we have a gentle and quiet heart,
我哋能够消解呢啲嘅挑战。
We can dissolve these difficulties.
温柔不是软弱。
Gentleness is not weak.
亦都不是被动。
It is not being passive.
相反
On the contrary,
是证明我们有清楚的信仰和肯定的立场。
It shows that our faith is genuine and our stand is firm.
正如彼得这么说。
As what Peter said,
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你心中的盼望的缘由。就要常作准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答各人。
But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect.
温柔同埋安静喺神眼中系极美好嘅。
Gentleness and quietness before God is beautiful.
所以神所喜悦的
That's why what God pleases
不是我们在教会里面大声讲阿门
It's not the loudest call of amen
也不是很长很词语美丽的祷告
And also not a lengthy and well articulated prayer
而是真的出自爱心的行动
But actions out of love
还有一个温柔的心
And a gentle heart
圣经怎么说他所喜悦的呢
What does the Bible say about what pleases God?
他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不是街上听见他的声音。
He will not shout or cry out, or raise his voice in the streets.
压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭，他凭真实将公理传开。
A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice.
原来好早以前神已经知道我哋嘅性格。
A long time ago, God already know our character.
所以呢度话俾我哋听。
So he tells us.
当我哋有事情有问题嘅时候。
When we face problems.
我哋唔使通街讲嘅。
We don't have to go around and tell everyone.
我哋应该安静。
We should be quiet.
以一个温柔的心
with a gentle heart,
以一个爱心
with a heart of
继续按真理去行
we do it in truth
主耶稣基督也怎么说他自己呢
what did Jesus say about himself
他说我心里柔和谦卑你当负我的轭学我的样式这样你的心里就必得着安息
take my yoke upon you and learn from me for I am gentle and humble in heartAnd you will find rest for your souls.
在这里我们会看到
You can see here.
当我们有一个真实的爱心去对人
When we have a genuine heart of love to treat other people.
我们有一个真实敬畏神的心
We have a genuine heart to revere God.
当我们能够以温柔和安静的态度去回应家人
When we respond to our family members with an attitude of quietness and gentleness,
我哋呢个行为嘅表现就能够帮助我哋嘅家人嚟到主面前。
Such behaviors can help our family members to turn to Christ.
喺呢度我哋睇到一个属灵嘅原则。
Now we can see a spiritual principle.
当我哋尽心去爱神。我们就有能力去爱人
When we love God with all our hearts We have the strength to love other people
当我们单为别人的好处而放低自己我们却可以赢取别人的心
When we give up our rights for the benefit of other people We can win people over
今天你对神的爱心有多认真
How serious is your love to God?
你可唔可以问下自己，究竟有啲乜嘢你可以为你家人去放低
？Can you ask yourself what can you give up in order to benefit your family?
喺第三部分。
The third aspect.
喺第六节。
In verse six.
佢咁话。
He says.
佢话：你若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。
Like Sarah who obeyed Abraham and called him her Lord, you are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear.
当我们去按着神的真理去行的时候
When we live according to the principle of the truth,
我们都知道不是一定会经常的是会是很顺利
We know that things will not turn out smoothly.
特别是当我们身边的人他仍然在罪中和受罪恶的捆绑
especially when our family members are still in sin or they are still under the bondage of sin
很多时候我们不能够很快地看到个结果
sometimes we cannot see the result very quickly
但是神这样鼓励我们
but God encouraged us
他说等候我的必不至羞愧
Those who hope in me will not be disappointed.
最近有一样嘢，我喺我仔身上面学到。
There's something which I learned from my son recently.
佢话当我哋喺困难当中嘅时候
，He said whenever we are in difficulty.
好多时候我哋会谂究竟神喺边度。
Sometimes we wonder where God is.
但系请你记住。
But please remember.
当我哋坐喺个 hall 嗰度考试嗰阵时
，When we are sitting in a hall doing our exam.
虽然我哋个考官，我哋嘅先生系望住我哋
，Although our teachers are looking at us.
但佢仍然要保持沉默。
But they have to keep quiet.
所以当我哋感觉到沮丧
，So when we feel disappointed.
我哋冇希望嘅时候
，When we feel hopeless.
让我们在这一刻我们能够捉紧神的应许
We have to grasp God's promises
我们不要放弃祷告
Don't give up on praying
也不要放弃行真理
Don't give up on walking the truth
在两个礼拜之前我回到香港
2 weeks ago I went to Hong Kong
當時最熱門的話題呢，
At that time the hottest topic was
就是關於2017年怎樣去選舉行政長官，
was about the election of the 2017 election of CEO of Hong Kong。
那當然是有不同的意見，
There were different points of views，
不同的政黨有不同的講法，
Different political parties have their own views。
那你不同意的當然你不會接受了，
If you don't agree with them of course you won't accept。
但一樣東西很特別的，
But one thing is very special，
就是原來有些人不接受呢，
Some people they don't agree，
是因為他們表達的方法。
It's because the way other people express the views。
這段經文彼得告訴我們，
In this passage Peter tells us，
要帶領家人信主，我們不能夠單靠講道。
In order to lead families to believe in God， we can't only just based on what we say，
而是要靠一個純一清潔的愛心，以行為去帶出來的表現。
It should be based on a pure heart and pure behavior。
以立家是神所賜，
Jireh fellowship is given to us by God。
我們應該很珍惜和去建立他們。
We should cherish it to build it up。
當我們講到要建立神的家的時候，
When we talk about building up God's church，
我們同一時間我們應該好好地這樣建立一個基督化的家庭。
At the same time, we should do whatever we can to build up a Christ-centered family.
在家人面前去見證神是很困難。
It's very difficult to testify for God in front of family members.
但我們先要有一個純一清潔的心。
But we should start with a pure heart.
以至於我們能夠愛神和愛人。
So that we can love God and love other people。
這份的愛心只有神才能夠給我們。
This love can only be given to us by God。
正如詩篇這樣說，
As it is in Psalm，
神啊，求你做我清潔的心，使我裡面重新有正直的靈。
Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me。
在這個時候我想邀請大家結去周刊的最後一頁，我們同唱這首詩歌《主活著》。
Let's sing the hymn Christ liveth in me。
讓我們再一次低頭禱告。
Let us pray。
我們天上阿爸父，你感謝讚美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you。
感謝你給我們有以勒家，一個屬靈的家。
Thank you for giving us a spiritual home, Jireh Fellowship。
我們應該好好地珍惜和建立它。
We should all cherish it and build it up。
也都感謝你給我們有家庭。
Thank you, God, for giving us families.
俾我哋有婚姻有儿女。
For giving us marriages and children.
当佢哋如果喺主里边嘅时候，佢哋都系基督嘅身体。
When we are in Christ, we are body of Christ.
我哋亦都应该珍惜同埋建立佢哋。
We should cherish it and build it up.
求天父你俾我哋有一个纯一清洁嘅心。
God, give us a pure heart.
能让我哋可以有一个好似一个清洁嘅童女一样。
Help us to be like a maiden，
去爱你，
to love you，
我们就能够去爱其他的人，
so that we can love other people，
特别是我们身边的人，
particularly the people around us。
感谢主你给我们有今天的早上。
Thank you for giving us this morning。
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣名祈
求。 We pray all this in our name， the name of our Lord Jesus， Amen。
请坐。
Please be seated。